Some people didn't have other options, and so they had to listen to Zadness. And so Lyndon used Zadness to manipulate the minds of the people with respect to how they voted. And he played on racism, and he played on these little things to manipulate the process. And it worked in some cases because there were some people who just did not like white people. And there were some white people who did not make it things easier or better. They made the situation much worse by the way that they treated people, you know. So that didn't help. And so that was really what caused the FNM to really lose that 1987 election. Now, when they brought Hubert Ingraham on, Hubert Ingraham was familiar to them. He had been in the PLP's camp. He knew their playbook. He knew how to manipulate, and he knew how to win. And he won. You understand what I'm saying to you? And not only did he win, he didn't win only because of that. He also won because you had lots of people who, in the FNM, who wanted him to run, and they wanted him to lead. And so what they did was they funded him. They provided him with a salary. So he didn't even have to work. His job was, well, he was working, but he was working on behalf of the party, doing whatever he needed to do. He could say whatever he wanted to say without consequence because they were paying for him. They were monitoring him. They were paying his salary. Hubert Ingraham was getting thousands of dollars a month just in pay, just to be able to run and lead his party. The party was invested in his leadership. And so, and he got money from everywhere, from all of the different businesses, persons with, they were paying him salaries, some of them paying him $5,000 a month, $10,000 a month in salary. Just that. Thousands of dollars. Just that. Daryl, go to hell. This is Daryl Pinder trying to get on my nerve. They were paying Hubert Ingraham thousands of dollars to just lead the FNM and take them to victory. And he did that. And he didn't, and what they did, why they paid him was so that he didn't have to be worried about taking care of his family. He didn't have to be worried about stressing out. He didn't have to be worried about issues, dealing with issues when it came to trying to cover himself. He didn't have to be worried about taking care of any major concerns. He didn't have to worry about the car insurance. He didn't have to worry about any medical bills because he could focus on just winning an election. And Hubert Ingraham was an excellent strategist. And so they made sure that he was covered. And so because of that, Hubert Ingraham was able to walk into office and win that election. The people who are supporting Lincoln Payne, for example, should make sure that he has no stress. So this $64,000 case that he just lost, they should just pay the bill and move on so that he don't have no stress. You understand what I'm saying to you? They should just pay the bill and move on so that he has no stress. Don't interfere with him. Don't bother with him. Encourage him to fight. Give him the funds that he needs. Make sure that he's properly funded, like how the FNM funded Hubert Ingraham.